Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the December Board of Education meeting. Please stand for the pledge. Following the pledge, we'll have a moment of silence to mark National Pearl Harbor Day. The pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I think you left a letter request that all board members are present. They have approval of tonight's agenda. Moved by Ms. Garlick, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. They have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November 9th, the special meeting of November 22nd, and the certification meeting of November 30th. Moved by Dr. Valerette, second Ms. Garlick. Any discussions?
Correction for November 22nd. The meeting is noted as a morning.
So the special meeting of November 22nd should be noted as a as solely an executive session meeting, not remote or virtual. All in favor? Motion carries. Again, good evening and welcome to our Board of Education meeting. I'd like to welcome everyone this evening and just make a couple of points that, you know, as we continue into the holiday season, that we continue to be safe. We continue to make sure that we are looking after ourselves and our families and making sure that if there is anyone, whether it be an adult, a child in the district that's in distress, that we have a number of resources, clinicians, social workers, and other folks in the district that are here to help parents, guardians, aunts, uncles, grandparents, to help support our children. We also have partnerships with many outside agencies to help people cope with the continued stress of the pandemic. So I just ask that we all be mindful and we all take advantage of those services available to us. This time I'll turn it over to the Vice President for her remarks.
I'm saying that the meeting is going very well.
The volume
on that mic.
Hold on. Okay, thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everyone. I have the highlights from Elmont Memorial High School. Congratulations to Elmont Memorial High School's Model UN United Nations program at the recent International Princeton University Model UN Conference, which was held virtually November 11th through the 14th. The students presented the nation of Singapore in the committees of DISEC, Legal, SOCOM, POOL, ESCOSOC, and UNICEF. Members of the delegation included Elmont Memorial High School, Model UN President Brittany Bennett, Precious Ademokum, Madison Gale, Josie Jean, Yalisa Lozada, Head Delegate Arobo Abovo, Madison Omega, Kalina Onobia, Preston Pressoir, Maria Reyes, and Casey Rossier. Under the leadership of President Brittany Bennett, Head Delegate Arobo Abovo, and Faculty Advisor Nikendri Gilliam, the delegate secured 5 committee awards, including an Outstanding Delegate Award in the UNICEF Committee. Congrats to the Elmont delegation for maintaining the Elmont Model UN legacy established in 1978. We would like to also congratulate our high school students, Precious Ademokum and Stephanie Robinson, who were selected for the American Choral Directors Association Eastern Region Gospel Honor Choir. The honor choir is composed of 80 singers from 11 states in the Northeast. The choir will be working with Dr. Raymond Wise, who currently serves on the faculty of Indiana University. Elmont Memorial High School also collected 10,656 sanitary napkins for women in Ghana, Haiti, and Long Island. Special thanks are extended to Elmont SAD Club, the Key Club, the Rho Kappa National Social Studies Honor Society, and the Model UN Club for helping women, period. The winter sports have begun. Capacity at basketball games is limited. The students have also begun the mural painting project on the wall facing Elmont Road. And on November 12th, 11th grade students participated in a roller skating trip to U.S. States in Massapequa. Lastly, in collaboration with Island Harvest, Elmont Memorial High School distributed over 500 turkey dinners to members of the Elmont community for Thanksgiving. The Junior High Winter Concert and Art Show will be on December 9th, Thursday, and the Senior High School Winter Concert and Art Show will be held on Wednesday, December 16th. That concludes my report, and happy holidays and a happy new year to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. From the Sewanaka High School, here are the December 2021 highlights. The Sewanaka High School holiday concert schedule. The junior high and chorus and orchestra will perform on December 14th at 6:30 p.m. The senior high band and chorus and orchestra will perform December 16th at 6:30 p.m. The student council holiday reading kicked off and was videoed, actually, and that video will be shared on December 13th in lieu of having their annual holiday play. Students, high school students, recorded their readings of special holiday books for Elmont elementary students. A very special thanks to Mr. Rosner and Dr. Garcia for assisting in organizing this event. The Sewanaka annual Barnes & Noble fundraiser will be December 11th at 5:30 at the Barnes & Noble located on Old Country Road in Carl Place. Sewanaka's E&L Family Night will be December 9th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And the night is designed to increase parent engagement among the ELL population. Parents will hear information regarding school services, increasing engagements, tips for academic success, and community involvement. Snacks and babysitting services will be provided. On November 10th, the Sewanaka High School Band performed in the Elmont Veterans Day Parade. And on November 30th, the Sewanaka High School Band performed at the annual Chamber of Commerce tree menorah lighting event. On the topic of winter athletics, the junior and high school athletic season has begun. The game schedule can be found on the district website, along with a link to watch some of the games live on the NFCS network. The FCCLA annual blood drive was held on November 24th, and between the students, faculty, and staff, 42 pints of blood was donated to the New York Blood Center. On December 16th and 17th, the Sewanaka Guidance Counselors will host an HBC on-site admission event. Members of the class of 2022 will meet admission reps from Lincoln University, Cheney University, Norfolk State, Delaware State, Johnson C. Smith for immediate admission decisions. The Sewanaka Mentoring Group begins, and they're pleased to announce the beginning of the Ladies and the Men's Mentoring Group at Sewanaka High School. As part of the My Brother's Keeper initiative, social studies teacher Mr. Lawrence Reed will be leading the Sewanaka Pride Men's Leadership Group. Teacher Raven Pritchard will be leading the Sewanaka Her Story Ladies Mentoring Initiative. From Ms. Allen and the staff at Sewanaka High School, wishes everyone a safe holiday. Thank you. At this time, is there any correspondence?
No.
No correspondence. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Heine. I have three items for board action tonight. The first is a memorandum of agreement between the district and the Custodial Association of Elmont. This agreement extends the contract, which by its terms expired in 2019. We had commenced negotiations in 2019 and we were moving along. We had an in-person meeting in March. I have notes that show, I think it was March 15th, and we were moving along. We had reached what we felt to be an agreement, and we were reducing it to a memorandum of agreement, but the pandemic interfered. Thereafter, we were unable to continue the negotiations because of the uncertainty the district faced regarding finances. At first, our state aid was cut. If you recall, in early 2020, in the early days of 2020, and that prevailed until that was changed when some relief was authorized by Washington in the Trump administration, and then extended in the Biden administration. The contract runs from 2019, July 1, to June 30, 2024. And it provides for increases in each of those years and other elements requested and negotiated, requested by both sides and negotiated. And the board is familiar with the terms and conditions of the custodial agreement, and I would ask Mr. Heine for a motion to approve the memorandum of agreement and the extension of the custodian's contract.
Can I have a motion to approve the memorandum of agreement for the custodians along with the extension of agreement? Moved by Ms. Capers. Seconded by Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Thank you. I bring to the board a memorandum of agreement between the district and local 1181 1061 Amalgamated Transit Union, and they represent the bus drivers and matrons, etc. And this contract, this memorandum, extends the wages, increases the wages for the 10 months. Most of our employees in that unit are 10-month employees. We have some 12-month, but not many. And has other terms and conditions negotiated during the time that we have been negotiating, and it extends the contract from June 30, 2024. The board is familiar with the terms and conditions. They can be discussed at any executive session. We discussed both of these in executive session. I ask for a motion.
Have a motion to approve the memorandum of agreement for the transportation unit. Move Mr. Mafia, second Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Thank you. And I bring to the board a contract between the district and the superintendent of schools, Mr. Rosner. The contract provides for a new contract commencing on July 1, 2022. And it will extend for 5 years from that date to June 30, 2027. Mr. Rosner's salary will increase and the other terms and conditions remain essentially the same as the contract that he is working under and will work under until the board is familiar with the contract, has discussed it, and I ask for a motion.
I have a motion to approve the contract with the superintendent of schools.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Cantara, second Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
And that concludes my report. Happy Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. The Alma to everyone here and the Alma community. I will say, Almont is a wonderful place to work. I have been here for a long, long time. And the people here are terrific.
Thank you, Mr. Nugent. At this time, we'll have the report of our superintendent.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nugent. So I'm a little speechless right now, so just thank you for all of you. I won't get it out. Thank you to our first responders and our veterans, our active military, as always, for all you do to keep us safe, all you've done through the years. It's much appreciated. Of course, Mr. Jaime said 80 years ago today, tragedy at Pearl Harbor, where we lost 2,400 people that made the ultimate sacrifice. So my respect to always the armed forces and all our veterans. Thank you to the Alma community for passing the bond. You came out in force. As always, you were there when we needed you for our children and for our families that we love. And I just want to say thank you so much. We will be transparent from here on out with the rest of the process. Make sure that everybody's involved and everybody knows what's going on. You have my word on that. We've had that from the very beginning, and I will continue to make sure that we do that. So thank you to everybody. And just kudos to our entire staff for the hard work that you were doing under very, very trying times and circumstances. It's full steam ahead, but you guys are doing great. Everybody, much appreciated for the work that you're doing for our children, and I know that will continue. Now that I would like to take a breath, I just want to say thank you as I look everyone here in the eye and say I will continue to give all to this district, and I will stop at nothing to help every single child that is under my care and adult as well. So thank you to all of you. Much respect. I said this at the other meeting. I truly feel like I work with you and not for you, and that makes all the difference in the world when you come to work every day, and I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. And to colleague, Mr. Nugent. Not to save that for another time, so I won't get it out, but thank you very much. This is my friends and team behind me and who may be on Zoom. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing to help us here in this district. Mr. Jaime, I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status as noted on pages 1 through 3.
Have a motion to approve pages 1 through 3.
Move.
Mr. Mafia, second Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
Seek a motion to approve civil service, leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, terminations, and resignations on pages 4 through 7.
Have a motion to approve civil service items on pages 4 through 7, please.
Move.
Dr. Val-Bertet. Second Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and Preschool Special Education on page 8.
Have a motion to receive page 8, Committee on Special Education and Preschool Special Education. Motion to receive.
Move Dr. Cantara.
Second.
Ms. Early Davis.
Any discussion?
All in favor?
Motion carried.
Seek a motion to approve items 3 through 5 on page 9.
Have a motion to approve page 9, items 3 through 5.
Move.
Mr. Mafia. Second Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor?
Motion carried.
Items 1 through 4 are noted for the minutes on page 10.
Page 10 is so noted for the minutes. Seek a motion to approve schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 11. Have a motion to approve the schedules of disbursements and warrants. Move Dr. Bowerkett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried. Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 12. Have a motion to receive page 12, the treasurer's report. Move Dr. Bowerkett. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried. Seek a motion to approve business report and other approvals and authorizations items 4A on page 13. Have a motion to approve page 13, the business report and other approvals and authorizations item 4A.
Move.
Move Ms. Garlick, second Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried. Items A through I are noted for the minutes on page 14, and the vandalism tallies noted for November 2021 on page 15.
Pages 14 and 15 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. DiBartolo is going to play a brief video that comes from our schools, our children, the reason why we come to work every day, to celebrate our holidays.
My first dreidel out of some clay. I painted on symbols, then I put it away. The clay had all hardened and the paint was all dried. I looked at my dreidel and what a surprise.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready.
Hanukkah. It's called the Festival of Lights, a holiday lasting for 8 nights, when Jewish people celebrate the land they had to liberate. Remembering that time with song, if you know the words, you can sing along, or grab a dreidel, spin it fast, see how long that top can last. Eat some latkes with a salty taste, don't let even one go to waste.
Tonight, the forest candle to the right.
Light the first and second too, when tomorrow's day is through.
Light three and then light four, every dusk one candle more.
Fill all eight burn bright and high, honoring a day gone by. Happy Hanukkah.
Avenue and Stuart Manor Schools want to wish you all a happy Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the United States that honors African heritage in African-American culture. During Kwanzaa, people gather to give thanks for the harvest. It is observed from December 26th to January 1st. 7 Kwanzaa candles are proudly placed in a canara, a wooden candle holder. For each day of Kwanzaa, 1 candle is lit to celebrate a special principle. The 7 principles are...
Umoja. It means unity. To strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race.
Kujichagulia. It means self-determination. To define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves.
Ujima. It means collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our community's problems our problems and to solve them together.
Ujamaa. It means cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses and to profit from them together.
Nia. Purpose. To develop our community in order to restore our people to their traditional roots.
Kuma. Creativity. To do always as much as we can to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it.
Imani faith, to believe with all our hearts in our people and their righteousness, and the theory of our struggles.
From the students at the Elmont Union Free School District.
Happy Kwanzaa!
Happy holidays to everybody. Thank you very much to the schools for putting that together for us, and just shows you, you know, the beautiful children that we have from all across the district. I just want to once again thank everybody and thank Mr. Jaime, who continues to show everybody what a true leader is. Your leadership is much appreciated in this district and in this community. Thank you. I want to say thank you very much. And just lastly, I just, you know, I sent this to the teachers. And an email, and I just want to tell you out loud, just a quote, and you ask me what I want this year, and I try to make this kind and clear, there's the chance that maybe we'll find better days. Because I don't need boxes wrapped in strings, and designer love and empty things, just the chance that maybe we'll find better days. So for better days for all of us ahead, a happy new year, and blessings to the entire community. Thank you, that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. And to echo Mr. Rosner's sentiments, thank you for all of you that make the better days for our scholars and colleagues. Your impact, although it may not be recognized today, it will be recognized tomorrow and for many days to come. Just want to share a funny story. Today I received a Facebook message from my sixth grade science teacher, and she was, I guess, trolling me or stalking me, for lack of a better word, but she was so impressed with the amount of pictures that I had of my family and my friends and the work that I've done in the school district, and she was extremely proud of me, and she kind of took credit for all of my school board work because she said that she instilled the spirit of public education in me. So I just want to again send a heartfelt happy holidays to all the teachers, staff, and all of the staff members that make it possible for our children to be welcomed into the buildings every day. And wish you all and your families continued health throughout the holidays. And I look forward to seeing everyone back in January. At this time, are there any other
Actions required. Is there any old business? Is there any new business? Any legislative items? Items for future consideration. At this time, I would again wish everyone a happy holidays and note that our next regular board meeting will be Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. It will be virtual and it will start at 8 p.m. So on behalf of myself and the entire board, central administration, everyone throughout the district, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and most importantly, have a happy and safe new year as we all meet again in 2022. And at this time, I would ask for a motion to adjourn. Move Mr. Mafia, second Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone, and have a good night.